much of Illinois and Indiana, but the threat of flash flooding continues in some spots south of Champaign-Urbana after a day of heavy rains. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says the severe thunderstorms could rematerialize today, a day after storms kept residents of central Illinois and Indiana up last night. Tornado sirens sounded in Champaign County, but the closest unofficial reports of tornadoes were in Macon and Scott counties. There are no injuries reported. Trees were reported down on the south and east sides of Danville. Illinois leaders plan to meet this week to discuss the newly passed state budget, which the governor says is out of balance. Rob Blagojevich wants House Speaker Mike Madigan to be there, but as Sean Crawford reports, he'll have to settle for one of Madigan's surrogates.
The budget dynamics have changed, as it will now take additional votes to approve anything at the Capitol, but one thing hasn't changed, Madigan's lack of interest in sitting down with Blagojevich. Madigan says previous meetings with the governor have been unproductive. At this week's gathering in Chicago, he'll send his top budget man, Representative Gary Hannig, in his place. Hannig is clear on what he'll tell the governor.
I think many of us would simply urge him to take a look at the budget that we passed, a budget that the House Democrats and the Senate Democrats agreed on. And if there's things in that budget that he doesn't like, he does have the right under the Constitution to reduce spending or even eliminate certain lines.
That could prove to be unpopular, but might be the only recourse Blagojevich has. Passing a new budget would take Republican votes and lead to long, drawn-out negotiations. Blagojevich could also sign the budget into law and tell lawmakers they need to find more money to pay for it all. Either way, agencies and groups that rely on state funding are watching closely as the new budget year starts July 1st. I'm Sean Crawford.
Several customers of bars in Will County, who are cited for violating a smoking ban, have lost their effort to have the law declared unconstitutional. Their attorney, Dan O'Day, argued the law was too broad, but Will County Circuit Judge Marzell Richardson upheld the constitutionality of the Smoke-Free Illinois Act. O'Day also argued the traffic ticket police that used to issue the citations against his clients were not appropriate. He also contended the citations should be heard in front of an administrative agency instead of in a criminal hearing. Richardson dismissed both of those motions, and O'Day said his five clients want to move forward with a jury trial. The Smoke-Free Illinois Act takes aim at secondhand smoke by banning smoking inside public buildings, college dorms, and most businesses. The law went into effect January 1st. The problem of sexually transmitted disease has grown big enough for Vermilion County's top health official to call for a community meeting on the topic. Tomorrow night, the public is invited to join an invited group of health professionals and others to talk about how to reduce the incidences of STDs. Health Department Administrator Steve Laker says Vermilion is one of 21 counties with what the state considers excessive rates of STDs, particularly gonorrhea and chlamydia.
We invited, I believe it was 92 community stakeholders to come in and really increase community awareness of the extent of the problem, the prevalence of the problem, and why it's important to try to eliminate the incidence of STDs, you know, how expensive they are economically and socially.
Laker says the Vermilion County Health Department has a $10,000 grant available to try to new ways to fight STDs. It could involve school curricula or other methods proposed at Thursday's forum. It takes place at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Danville Area Community College. An Urbana elementary school teacher has spent more than 30 years taking her class to various places in time. But Marcy Vansel's retirement means the shutting down of her so-called time machine for second graders and all her students who came before them. She and her class at Wiley Elementary yesterday took down the machine that made up the in-depth lessons that Vansel has taught in history since the mid-1970s. At first, her students were completely using their imaginations, but Vansel decided visiting the 1600s and arriving in this country on the Mayflower should involve a little bit more.
We also looked at primary sources and looked at some of the story that children's books would show about time travel or about the Mayflower, and then in reality, what happened is perhaps something different. So students took on characters and really tried to live the life of that person.
In their role, students also worked in Colonial Williamsburg and took on apprenticeships. Her classes also sailed around the world with Magellan and visited the Age of the Dinosaurs. Vansel leaves her position with several honors, including an Illinois History Teacher of the Year Award. A National Board Certified Teacher also plans to serve as an advocate to help others attain that status. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and we'll check in with the weather office again. Where Ed Kieser's been standing by. It's been a very busy place the last 24 hours or so. And Ed, while we have this pause in the action, as far as the weather's concerned, you and I were comparing rainfall statistics and figured out that, we've had about 10.5 inches of rain in the Champaign-Urbana area in the last 35 days.
That's correct. We, in the last little over 2 days here, in the last 2 days, we've had 4.51 inches of rain. We, as of 7 a.m. yesterday morning, 2.10, and during the last 24 hours, 2.41. So that adds up to 4.51. Average for June, the entire month of June, is 4.21. So we're three